Welcome to Herd Mentality, a podcast from StoneX where we discuss global dairy markets and what's driving them. Remember that the trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. You ready to rip, bud?
I think so. I'm ready.
All right. We're recording this on Wednesday, October 2nd, near the end of business in Europe, the start of business in the U.S. With me is Desmond Strelzo. He's a broker in the Dublin office. I haven't had you on the podcast before. Do you want to give us a little bit of your background, Des?
Yeah, of course. That's not a problem. I was a prop trader for 8 or 9 years. I was trading everything from agricultural stuff to stocks, bonds, all futures based indexes. So I did a lot of trading for a good few years. And then over COVID, I took a step back. I ran a food truck for a little bit and then decided to dip my toes back in it, but in the other side of the market as a broker. So I originally was brokering fuel oil, and then I switched to dairy and the StoneX team about 2.5 years ago. I think, yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah. And Des has about 3 lifetimes of stories, despite being a relatively young guy. If you ever talk to him, ask him a bit more about his past. But the reason I wanted to talk to you today is we've seen some weakness in the European market, in the U.S. market over the past week. I guess I'd say it's mostly last week, and then quite a bit of weakness, particularly in European butter this week. Looking at StoneX Plus, pulling up the EEX butter futures, November contract has dropped from something like 81.50 euro per ton back in mid-September to 7,400 here yesterday. And then it's rebounded a bit today. So what do you think has been driving this significant decline in European butter?
Great question, Nate. I wish I had 100% of the answer, but I think I can kind of piece together a little bit of it for the market participants there. We have seen this weakness. And this time, I think it's driven a little bit by fundamentals, to be honest with you. I think we're seeing some of the concerns about milk tightness perhaps were a little overdone, especially hearing that the collections out of Northern Europe are quite good with decent fat content in particular. And so as a result, I think... I think we've seen a corresponding drop in prices.
And where are we seeing the weakness? Is it Q4, Q1, further out?
I think most of the weakness is actually in Q1. So the Q1 has dropped about 1,000 euros off its highs to yesterday afternoon, where I think we traded the low was 6,700 in that Q1 butter. So yeah, some pretty big swings. As of this morning, it's bounced about 400 euros higher. So it's recovered a little bit of it. A lot of traders are pulling their hair out in this market, trying to come to grips with what's going on.
For those in the U.S., it's about a 50 cent per pound drop over the course of the last, was that in a single day we lost 1,000 or?
Probably about 2 days, 2.5 days.
Yeah. We've seen a similar amount of weakness in the spot butter market in the U.S. in late August. The November futures were 320 a pound, and now they're in the low 280s. So that's about a $900 a ton decline over the course of, that's a little bit more than a month. But the deferred futures are still holding together pretty well, like the CME March butter futures are only down about 5 cents, 100 bucks, 100 euros a ton. So we're not seeing as much downward movement in the U.S. butter futures. at least the deferred ones, but seeing quite a bit of weakness in the spot market and the nearby butter futures. I know skim in Europe has also moved a little bit lower. Has it been as dramatic as the butter?
Not nearly. Not nearly. Skim has really been stable over the last, for most of the year, to be honest with you. Price moves have been relatively slow. Prices have been supported at times by end users buying, trade selling, and also some producers stepping in. But the price moves have been very gradual and nothing dramatic like we've seen in butter.
I think when you first started with us, your job was primarily to broker the OTC cheese contracts that we had created. Is that correct?
Yeah, indeed.
So are you still paying close attention to the cheese market in Europe?
Yeah, of course. I'm dealing most with the fats here in the Dublin office. Fergal sometimes takes over the fats when he wants a little bit of action because the skim is putting him to sleep. So, it's the markets are fairly correlated. The fat, obviously, with the cheese and the butter. So it's great to be able to trade them both and see the relationship between them both. It's just a great way to get your head around the market.
So with the decline that we've seen in butter, are we seeing cheese prices pull back as well?
Yeah, we have. We've seen mozzarella in particular, because it's such a fresh product, has been following the butter probably most closely. We were trading the Q4 all the way up at 48, I believe. It was right around, the price was right around 48. And by yesterday afternoon, we were down to about 4,300. It was kind of the mid market. And then Q1 got all the way down into, we had an offer at 39.50 and it wasn't even lifted, which is quite a steep decline. It's again since bounced, much like the butter. It has since bounced this morning, and we traded a small clip at 41 this morning in the mozzarella.
I'm sorry, 41 for Q1?
For Q1, indeed, yeah. It's off about 400 euros, 300 euros or so.
4,100 a ton is about $2.05 a pound. We have the U.S. cheese futures about $1.95 for Q1. So U.S. cheese running a little bit lower than that Q1 European mozzarella quote. But yeah, I a little bit shocked. I pulled up mozzarella under the EU dairy quotes on plus and off 5 to 8% yesterday. But you're saying it's rebounding a little bit today.
Yeah, I got a lot of phone calls this morning about those quotes saying what's going on, what's going on. And I tell people, you know, look at the butter market.
Yeah,
the butter market is moving. The cheese markets are moving as well in Europe.
So I know I've had Fergal from the Dublin office on before, and I think he was pretty bullish on the butter market, right?
I would say so, yeah.
not to throw him under the bus, but my forecasts have been relatively bearish. And with the pullback that we've seen in the markets, at least the Q4 futures have moved back closer to what I've been forecasting. If you were to take a stab at where Q4 EEX butter futures are going to average, what do you think we're going to see?
<You're>...
Well, how about this? Q4 butter above or below 8,000 a ton?
Yeah, I think it's 7,500, between 75 and 78. Yeah, 75 and 78, somewhere in between there.
I think officially my forecast is about 78.
Okay.
Now, compared to the stocks to use ratio that I'm forecasting for Q4, that would still be at about, that's at about a 800 euro premium compared to what the stocks to use ratio would suggest. So there's still some kind of market froth, I think, built in at that 78 or 8,000 type level. And that potentially disappears once we get past the seasonal tightness here in Q4. So I don't know. I think there's even some more downside possible into Q1. But
yeah, I mean, the Q4 really is the turning point here. And I think especially as you get towards December, the October, 100% agree, it's going to remain tight. The November for a good portion, but I think by December we'll see a good bit of weakness in the price.
Yeah, agreed. Like I thought seasonally, late November or December is the logical turning point for the market. At least in our modeling, we think that's when the inventory starts to build seasonally in Europe, and nobody's going to want to put 8,000 euro a ton butter into inventory for the next 6 months and hope that they can take it out on the back end of 2025 and sell it at a profit, right? And
with, that's going to be hard to do.
It's going to be, well, we never know, but it seems like it would be. And with the butter futures, European butter futures backwardated, so what, Q3 next year is 6,000 euros a ton?
It's a little bit higher, but yeah, I think we were near 65 yesterday.
There isn't much or any opportunity to do cash and carry when spot market's at 8. So yeah, I thought the break would come later in November, but surprised to see the weakness that's developed over the past couple of days.
Yeah, you know, this may not be, you know, the weakness, that it may not continue down from here. I mean, we've seen this pattern a good few times already in butter. As the price has been at all-time highs, the magnitude of the swings has become greater. And, you know, as I was mentioning, there's always pullbacks in markets and retracements and surges forward. And more so when you get near all-time highs, you know, there's altitude sickness, as Fergal likes to call it, where people get very nervous at these high prices, and momentum to the downside can build very quickly. And it can also build to the upside. You know, people don't want to, traders don't want to miss out on opportunities, and they don't want to be caught in positions when the price is so slippery both ways. So, you know, just because it has gone down doesn't mean it will continue to go down. I think there's a lot more price discovery to happen before the end of this quarter.
Absolutely. With that, thank you for your time today.
Great, Nate. Thanks so much for having me. It's been fantastic.
The StoneX Dairy Team spans the US, EU, Asia, and Oceania, providing market intelligence, analysis, and forecasts through our interactive data platform called StoneX Plus, as well as full-service brokerage on the major dairy exchanges, the CME, EEX, and SGX. If you're interested in finding out more about our market intelligence or brokerage services, you can find more information on StoneX.com.
This communication is issued in the European Economic Area by StoneX Financial Europe SA, SFE by the SFE presenters noted. StoneX is the trade name used by StoneX Group INC and all its associated entities and subsidiaries. StoneX Group Inc. companies provide financial services worldwide through its subsidiaries, including physical commodities, securities, exchange-traded and over-the-counter, under derivatives, risk management, global payments and foreign exchange products in accordance with applicable law in the jurisdictions where services are provided. References to certain over-the-counter Rotka products or swaps are made on behalf of StoneX Markets, LLC SXM, a member of the National Futures Association NFA and provisionally registered with the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission CFTC as a swap dealer. SXM products are designed only for individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ACPA and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. Wealth management is offered through SA Stone Wealth Management Inc., member FINRA/SIPC, and SA Stone Investment Advisors Inc., and SEC Registered Investment Advisor, both wholly owned subsidiaries of StoneX Group Inc. StoneX Financial Limited SFL is registered in England and Wales. Company No. 5,616,586. SFL is authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority registration number FRN 446717 to provide to professional and eligible customers including arrangement, execution and, where required, clearing derivative transactions in exchange-traded futures and options. SFL is also authorized to engage in the arrangement and execution of transactions in certain OTC products, certain securities trading, precious metals trading and payment services to eligible customers. SFL is authorized regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Payment Services Regulations 2017 for the provision of payment Payment Services. SFL is a Category 1 ring dealing member of the London Metal Exchange. In addition, SFL also engages in other physically delivered commodities business and other general business activities which are unregulated and not required to be authorized by the Financial Conduct Authority. Stone X Financial Europe SA. SFEED is a securities trading firm registered in the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg under Company No. RC Lux B 10821. SFE is authorized by the Luxembourg Ministry of Finance and regulated by the Commission de Surveillance du Secteur Financier Registration No. P00000012 to carry out, inter alia, the activities of investment advisor, portfolio manager, professional acting on own account, broker in financial instruments, and commission agent. Stone X Financial T. Limited Co. Reg. No. 20113059 8R. SFPA holds a capital market services license and is regulated by Monetary Authority of Singapore, IMASA, for dealing in exchange-traded derivatives contracts, OTC derivatives contracts and spot foreign exchange contracts for the purposes of leveraged foreign exchange trading. Stone X Financial HK Limited C. No. BCQ 152-SHK is regulated by the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission for dealing in futures contracts. Stone X Group Inc. acts as agent for SFL in New York with respect to its payment services business. Stone X Financial T. Limited acts as agent for SFL in Singapore with respect to its payment services business. The information herein is not a recommendation to trade nor investment research or an offer to buy or sell any derivative or security. It does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation or needs and does not create a binding obligation on any of the Stone X Group Inc. of companies to enter into any transaction with you. You are advised to perform an independent investigation of any transaction to determine whether any transaction is suitable for you. This material should be construed as the solicitation of an account, order, and slash, or services provided by the FCM division of Stone X Financial Inc., SFID NFAID 0476094 or Stone X Markets LLC SXM NFAID 0449652 and represents the opinions and viewpoints of the individual authors or presenters and does not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of SFI or SXM. It does not constitute an individualized recommendation or take into account the particular trading objectives, financial situations, or needs of individual customers. Additionally, this material should not be construed as research material. The trading of derivatives such as futures, options, and over-the-counter OCC products or swaps may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk of loss, and you should fully understand the risks prior to trading. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. All references to and discussion of OTC products or swaps are made solely on behalf of SXM. All references to futures and options on futures trading are made solely on behalf of SFI. SXM products are intended to be traded only by individuals or firms who qualify under CFTC rules as an eligible contract participant ECPA and who have been accepted as customers of SXM. SFI and SXM are not responsible for any redistribution of this material by third parties or any trading decisions taken by persons not intended to view this material. Information contained herein was obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but is not guaranteed as to its accuracy. Contact designated personnel from SFI or SXM for specific trading advice to meet your trading preferences. SFP may distribute analysis/report produced by its respective foreign affiliates within the Stone X Group of companies pursuant to an arrangement under Regulation 32C of the Financial Advisors Regulations. The analysis/report is only permitted to be distributed in Singapore to a person who is an accredited investor, expert investor, or an institutional investor as defined under Section 4A of the Securities Futures Act Singapore. Recipients should contact SFP at 656309100 for any matters arising from, or in connection with, the analysis or report distributed. Stone X Financial Pte Ltd Co. Reg. No. 20113059 8R. SFP is regulated by the Monetary Authority of Singapore MAST. SFP holds an MAS Capital Market Services license for dealing in securities, units in collective investment schemes, exchange-traded derivatives contracts, OTC derivatives contracts, and spot foreign exchange contracts for leveraged foreign exchange trading, and is an MAS-exempt financial advisor. Stone X Financial HK Limited C. No. BCQ 152-SHK is regulated by the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission for dealing in securities and dealing in futures contracts. Stone X Financial Thai Limited SFA Akin 14177-4727 holds an Australian financial service license and is regulated by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission AFSL 345646. Stone X Securities Co. Limited SSJ Co. Reg. No. 01040104719 is regulated by the Japanese Financial Services Agency as a Taipei Financial Instruments Business Operator. Kanto Local Finance Bureau FIBO No. 291 is a member of the Financial Futures Association of Japan for dealing and broking FX and FX option transactions, and is a member of the Japan Securities Dealers Association for dealing and broking stock indices and option transactions. No part of this material may be copied or duplicated in any form by any means or redistributed without the prior written consent of Stone X Group Inc. Copyright 2024 Stone X Group Inc. All rights reserved.